mentality as far as, you know, trying to slow him down up front and allowing our linebackers to move and gang tackle him and play team defense.
Sean, I'm a bit late. I apologize to repeat question, but how you optimistic are you of trying to get him to go on Sunday?
Oh, well, you know, that's one of those decisions that's going to have to be made by a collective upstairs, myself and the training staff. So that's just really one of those things that we're going to wait to see.
Are you one of those kinds of guys who usually tries to talk the coach into letting you play, though? Some guys like to try to do that.
I mean, I love to play the game, so whatever I can do to play the game, we're going to try to do it. You know, we'll leave that rest up to them.
How confident would you be in your defensive tackle teammates to continue to be stout against the run if you cannot go?
Oh, I have the utmost confidence in those guys. I mean, I think we have, again, a formidable front. Those guys have done well. You know, there's a lot of ball in that room. That being said, you know, with Mike Patterson and Cullen Jenkins and, of course, Neville, you know, there's a lot of guys that play a lot of games, and I'm most definitely confident. I'm not worried about that at all.
Thank you.
What can you guys do a little differently to try and stop Vic as well as, you know, the other guys?
I mean, you just got to go out there and play team defense and try to execute as best as possible. Those guys and their scheme pose a lot of threats in different ways. And, you know, you might not always get one. You might get one and not get the other, you know, as people have seen. You just want to continue to play team defense and smother them all the way down the field and make them go the long way. And, you know, hopefully keep them out the end zone.